AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. At least 10 people were wounded, 5 in critical condition, when a man opened fire inside a subway train car in Brooklyn this morning. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
When it comes to a police presence, this incident ranks up there with some of the bigger events in New York City over the years. Everywhere you look, there are police from every agency within the department, as well as the Joint Terrorism Task Force, which includes the FBI. All here to try and catch a suspect or possibly suspects that law enforcement have described as a man wearing a construction vest and a gas mask who ran from the scene of that subway shooting that rocked the city. In Sunset Park, Brooklyn, I'm Julie Walker.
Police are looking for at least one suspect who was seen driving away in a U-Haul van. A van matching that description was found some 4 miles away. A handgun was found at the scene along with multiple smoke devices and other items. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there is credible information Russia might use chemical agents in Ukraine, including reports of possible use in Mariupol.
We're not in a position to confirm anything. I don't think the Ukrainians are either.
Ukrainian prosecutors are expanding their war crimes investigations in suburbs of Kyiv after Russian forces withdrew. President Biden visits a biofuels plant in Iowa as he announces suspension of a federal rule blocking the use of higher levels of ethanol and gasoline during the summer. He says a recent inflation report reflects the impact of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Everything's going up. We saw today's inflation data. 70% of the increase in prices in March came from Putin's price hike in gasoline. We need to address this challenge with an urgency to the demands.
Consumer prices were 8.5% higher in March than a year earlier, accelerating from February's 7.9% inflation rate and the highest since 1981. This is AP News. Opening statements today in Virginia in a libel suit filed by actor Johnny Depp against his ex-wife, Amber Heard. Ed Donahue has more.
Heard wrote an op-ed piece in the Washington Post in 2018, referring to herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. Johnny Depp's name was never mentioned. Benjamin Hsu is Depp's attorney.
Ms. Heard's actions were prompted by Mr. Depp's request for a divorce. He wanted out, which drove her to concoct, to make up a story.
Hsu calls it defamation by implication. According to Amber Heard's team,
Mr. Depp's team is going to try to turn this case into a soap opera.
J. Benjamin Rottenborn says this case is about freedom of speech.
Behind the red carpets, behind the fame, behind the money, behind the pirate costumes, you're going to see who that man really is.
Johnny Depp denies abusing Amber Heard. Both are expected to testify. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.